Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. Tonight, we're doing something different. We are getting cozy for the holidays, finding love for Valentine's Day. Love is in the air type vibes tonight. We are playing a blind date game show. We have been waiting for this moment, anticipating to find true love amongst our listeners. Today, we have The one.
Everyone, welcome. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
All right, everyone, we're going to welcome our bachelorette, Nena.
Woo! Welcome, Nena. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So excited to have you on. Are you ready? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay, guys, we have three very, very special contestants here for you tonight that are all very, very interested in stealing your heart. So the rules are their camera will be off until the end of the show when you pick your blind date winner and the other two will reveal themselves. And then at the end, your true love will reveal himself. So are you excited?
I'm excited.
Really quick, for everyone who's watching live, the guys are beefing in our StreamYard chat right now.
There's a lot of testosterone, Nena. There is. It's just heating up for us.
And
tonight,
as soon as she turned her camera on, we've got contestant number two seems to be obsessed because he sent a bunch of hard eyes. Yes. Loving it.
Okay, so let's introduce our contestants. Let's get right into it. Welcome, contestant number one.
All right, contestant number one.
Welcome in, contestant number one. How are you? Let's let all the contestants in.
Contestant number two and contestant number three.
Welcome in. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hello.
Contestant number one. Is his mic fixed? Or is he unmuted?
He's still muted. I tried to unmute him, but it's not working. Yeah. Really quick, if you guys have any background noise, music, video games, anything like that, if you could just turn it down.
Yeah, show some respect.
I'm in the middle of a Call of Duty match. Why do you got to do that to me?
What contestant number is that?
Wow. Number three just said.
Okay, number three, can you please shut off the Call of Duty?
Hold on, I'm going to write this down.
It was a joke. I'm definitely joking.
All right. I like that. A joke warm-up.
Contestant number three has jokes. Okay. All right. Contestant number one seems to still be...
I think we caught it with pants down.
Okay.
You want to take my pants down? You little weirdo. Stop talking to me. Why is he copying my fucking name, too?
Hey, contestant number one.
Right, everybody, contestant one, two, and three, can you please introduce yourselves?
Starting with contestant number one, I recognize that voice.
Oh, boy. We're off to a great start. I love this.
Yeah, me too.
So happy to be here.
Mm. Thank you so much, contestant number one. So great to have you.
What's your name, contestant number one?
My name's Bad, or BC, or Rage, or Bag. Whatever you want to choose, whatever's more comfortable for you. I'm good.
Okay, contestant
We're going to say Bad. Contestant number two, what's your name?
Hi, yes, my name is Jerry, but some people call me Angry. They call me Angry or
Meanie,
you know? But I'm really a sweetheart.
Can we roundhouse Jerry?
Okay,
she doesn't like you,
number
Jerry.
Three, welcome.
Oh, shit!
Oh!
Pass.
Contestant Nobody number three! What's your name? I promise.
So, I was looking at the side of my career. As you can see, like, good thing my pants weren't down. I'm doing great.
What's your name, contestant number three?
My name is Mike, and I go by Mike.
Mike's got jokes, too. Okay.
So great to meet you guys. It's so great to meet you guys. Before we start, does anyone have anything they want to say to Nena?
She looks very...
Yeah, no. You can get rid of the other two guys. They suck, and we know you hate them. Game over.
Okay, nice. Number two.
Well, I got to say, contestant number one doesn't know who he's dealing with because I'm about to swoop her off her feet.
Okay.
She hates your guts. She literally messaged me.
And number three, let's not interrupt each other.
Sir, can you not interrupt me? Can we be grown men here?
No, seriously, guys. Come on. We have
not little boys.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
Well, as the sooner you pick me, the sooner we can get
back. It's not pick me. Maybe like thank you for her time for coming tonight, looking beautiful, things like that. Okay, let's start the show. Are you guys ready?
No, it was another joke.
Episode of Blind Date Podcast Show. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's start with our number one question. Contestant number one, what are you looking for? What is your intention when it comes to a female in your life?
I'm looking for a chick that hates nerds and dorks, preferably two and three that join this thing. So if she just like, you know, comes off the bat swinging and admits that she hates them, we could just like wrap this up and, you know, she could just message me. Other than that, yeah, these guys suck.
Number two, what are your intentions when it comes to a female in your life? What are you looking for?
You know, I'm not looking for a chick, you know what I'm saying, or a babe. I'm looking for a queen, okay? I'm trying to make someone my wife and put her on that pedestal. Unlike some people I know, you know what I'm saying, some people that spoke before me. But yeah.
Okay, and number three, what is your intentions when it comes to the female in your life? What are you looking for?
Well, first of all, she needs to accept that I'm building a robot to beat up people that hate nerds. So she needs to be cool with that. But for real, my intention is just to find somebody that we have mutual respect and we have fun doing nerdy stuff together. And she just appreciates what I offer.
I have a question, contestant number three, really quick. What are you classifying as nerdy stuff?
Well, like, you know, playing Dungeons and Dragons with the boys, or doing math problems together.
Oh.
And, okay. Watching Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
And watching all the extended editions of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
That actually is amazing. Understood. I love Lord of the Rings, by the way. Anyway, Alf is nice. Math problems. All right, awesome. Contestant number one, what is your occupation? What do you do for a living? What can you bring to the table with your occupation?
I argue with people on a professional level. I get into a lot of confrontations, heated debates. And it's awesome living. Also, I invented the internet.
So not a real job.
It is a real job. Why are you attacking me?
I'm just saying.
Jesus.
I just want to make sure that you could provide for her. That's all.
Sure. I could definitely provide for her. Nina, get rid of these two dorks. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Contestant number two, what is your occupation?
I'm actually an economist. I work for a church, a local church out here in Utah, and yeah, we're doing good as a.
So as you're a from family. Utah.
Yes.
Okay.
But my work can be is remote, so I can, you know what I'm saying, go anywhere.
You could travel.
We could travel. We could live in Thailand if we wanted to.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. Contestant number three, what's your occupation?
Well, this actually isn't even a joke. I own people on Twitter that try to argue and start debates for no reason because I'm a political analyst. Okay. But it's part of my job.
All right. Awesome. Nena, question for you. What are you looking for in a man? Like, what are your two top traits or qualities like that a man that interests you have to have?
He has to be funny.
Okay.
Do you think any of these guys are funny?
In their own way, I'm sure.
Okay. So she nothing in the ad. Okay.
None of us told any jokes yet, though.
All right. Let's not interrupt contestant number three.
And probably someone who isn't afraid of commitment.
Ooh. Okay. Contestant number one, how about you? When's the last time you were in a committed relationship and how long did it last?
My longest relationship was about a week. So it was really, really long term. It was really straining on me. I don't know how I made it that.
Hold on. Let me find my red flags. Start tossing them out.
Bro, okay. Audacious.
Number two, what was your longest commitment?
I've been in a relationship for like 10 years.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you say actively in a relationship?
Yes. 10 years. My longest relationship.
But that's not what was asked you. It sounded like you said that you're actively in a relationship right now.
Yeah. Yes. I have a wife. I have two wives, actually. So my longest wife was 10 years old, and then my second wife, seven years. So.
Okay.
I'm Mormon, what? By the way. I live in Utah. My local, it's a local Mormon.
So you're looking for another Mormon wife?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I don't know. Did we ask them their religion in the question?
We love kids. And
I don't know. I think we forgot to add that one.
Yes.
All right, contestant number three, how long was your longest relationship?
So I was married for 8 years. And I have a kid with that ex-wife. So.
Oh, how long has she been?
She left you when you came out of the closet?
Yeah, pretty much. When I came out as awesome.
That's right. Yeah, when you came out as, you know, you came out wearing a pink skirt and she left you because you're not a man.
Okay,
it was actually light blue.
Nana, I want to ask a question. Jules, on Nana's sheet, what was something that stood out as something that seemed relevant to her and what she's looking for in a man?
Okay. Hold on. Oh, she did say, I know that we just talked about it, but she's looking for someone that has a nice smile, funny, kind, and can communicate. There are some people who are over-communicative in this. She likes any type of food, and she did put on here that she would like to find someone she can grow with and spend her life with. That's
okay.
Huge.
Now, Nana, this is a blind dating show, so that's showing me that you're not superficial and you're willing to like find love based on personality, based on the heart, not the looks. Or would you say that you're somebody that goes after someone for who they are as a person?
So I would say that yes, I have a type. But there have also been times in my life where somebody that isn't my type has caught my eye with their personality.
Okay. And what types of things did they do that caught your eye?
I guess it's just more or less like the way they move, the way they talk. Funny is like a huge thing for me. If you can make me laugh, that's really, really big for me.
Yeah, there's a quote from Marilyn Monroe. She says, if you can make a girl laugh, you can make her do anything.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know about anything.
How far are you willing to go for your men?
Like distance-wise? Or like...
Just in general, like how, you know, is there a lot of boundaries? Or are you immersed as one? Like how down are you? How far are you willing to go for your men that you choose to commit to in a relationship?
Oh, as far as I have to.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Just really quick too, just so that everyone knows, she did put on here that she's not materialistic. She put so grabbing coffee and just getting to know each other. She's totally fine with that. She doesn't expect any type of fancy dates or anything along those lines. I
but
love
is she
girls.
Open with long distance?
Are you open with long distance?
Yes. Okay. Is there a plan to be together after that? Or are you willing to just have like a long distance relationship where you guys visit each other? Or would you like to like come combined into one household?
There would need to be a plan for it to not be long distance forever.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not going to rush into anything either.
Okay. So is it based on just the love you feel for that person? So when you decide, okay, let's move in together or take it the next step. What was your longest relationship and when did that end?
I was married for 6 years.
Okay.
And we divorced in 2020.
Okay. So you've been single for some time. You're really ready to get back serious with somebody that, okay. Contestant number one, do you think that you like? Do you think that you have it in you to stay long distance with somebody until you know a plan's in motion? Or are you just looking for some fun? Because this is a show about totally. Love, so we just want to make sure everyone's on the same page. We want to know where everyone's at.
The name I change is wild.
Fully on the same page. We are down. We're already. Nana's already in my inbox. We're already making plans. We're gonna hitch to Vegas. You know. Throw it down on some roulette, some blackjack. She already said, you know, like we're gonna get the nice little honeymoon suite. We're gonna bust it down. It's all good. It's all green flags. Look, she's already seen. She's smiling. These are two dorks, though. Like I don't know about them. It's very sus. Very sus behavior. It's a great show, though. I love it. I love the direction it's going in. It's really good stuff.
Thank you so much, contestant number two. How about you? How far are you willing to go for a long distance partner? Are you just looking for some on
the internet? Yeah, so I could. I'm into traveling. I could meet her out. We have here a 4-acre compound. She could come right on. You know what I'm saying? Her kids, okay. She has some.
So to go with you, she has to become a Mormon wife, though, correct?
Oh, not necessarily. No. But
are your other wives open to another wife?
Yes, of course. They would help. They help each other out. And communication is key.
Nana, are you open to something like that? Okay. She doesn't really want to share contestant number two. So you would have to leave those wives and divorce them. Contestant number three, how about you? Are you looking for something long-term, near future? What are you doing?
Well, it depends on the woman. I mean, if she's somebody who like appreciates a guy's smile and his humor and her name begins with an N, then I'd do absolutely anything for her. So,
how far are you willing to go?
I mean, how big is the universe?
Are you going to get down on one knee?
Well, if that's what it takes.
Okay. So you're willing to do what it takes for your shorty?
Well, but like I said, it depends on the woman, and she's got to have the right quality.
What are you thinking of these contestants? Is there any questions you want to ask them?
Yeah, ask me questions now.
So there was one that I don't remember which contestant it was. I'm sorry, I don't have like a notepad next to me, but they said that they talk about politics.
Contestant number three.
I was Trace. Yeah, me. I work in politics, yes.
Okay. For which side?
So I've worked for both parties.
Both parties. I don't know how that happens, but
it happens when you've been in it for a while and you so I got a gig in tech, and during that time we couldn't really pick sides, and it was a polling platform. So, in order to make money, we had to get clients from both sides. So okay. That's pretty much, I did start with a certain party, but I don't necessarily identify with that party anymore. So does that answer your question?
It does. I'd like to know which contestant, who has children?
I have children.
So do I.
How many?
I have three children.
Contestant number two has three. And how about you, contestant number one?
Just one. He's 9.
And number three?
Contestant number three. Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
With the okay, contestant number three has a 9-year-old. Contestant number two has three. Contestant number one?
What's up?
Do you have any children?
I am a virgin. I don't partake in these.
No, we already knew that, bro.
Okay, Nana, are you willing to date a virgin?
Yeah.
No.
What the?
Want someone with a little more experience. Nana.
I've been there. I've done that.
Whoa, 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 Nana! Come on, babe. What are you doing to me?
I'm sorry.
Come on. What the? She just.
Virgins get very clingy.
She doesn't want to unpackage your action figure.
She doesn't want a nerd.
Trust me. Trust
me. She doesn't want a man that's too clingy. She wants a more dominant, assertive man.
Correct.
She wants more dominance than this. What the what?
You're not what dominant. Do you want? She's saying because you're a virgin.
Yo, Wiz, calm down. Like, whose side are you on here, bro? What the?
Well, Nana's. Yep. We're trying to find our love.
Yeah, somebody in the comments says she doesn't want to be his teacher.
Right. She don't want to be my teacher. What are you gonna teach me? Oh, we getting the chains and the whips and shit. A little whiskey thrown back. Like, what do we? I mean, I am a Yo, how dare you people try to corrupt my pure virgin soul?
I think you used that definition wrong right there.
Contestants, do you guys have any questions for Nana?
So you said you'd like any food, but what's your favorite?
Tacos.
What?
Tacos.
Nice.
Are we talking Taco Bell tacos, I mean, or are we talking like Mexican tacos?
Let's get down to the basics. Let's get down to the point. Everybody, what's your dick size? Oh, my bad. Shit. Cut that. My bad.
Well, now I'm curious.
Like those other two would say.
Contestant number one, we'll start with
you. You guys want me to start first? Or?
Oh, contestant number two is not shy, sure.
Well, he's got two wives. He definitely is not shy.
Contestant number two takes the lead. Go ahead, number two.
Yes, so I have an 8-inch wiener with diameter. Like, you want to know all the circumferences and stuff like that? Or you want to know?
Are you circumcised?
Square area per mass.
Are you circumcised? That matters for some women.
Yes, I'm circumcised. Okay. So yes, we there's no, like, you know, saying pus coming from my dick. You know what I mean? But yes.
You have a high smegma content.
I'm sorry. I've never heard that word before. Would you say?
Does he have a high smegma concentration? You can Google it real quick.
Enough with the little boy jokes.
Yeah. Because that's the zodiac sign.
My zodiac sign?
Yes, you seem very in charge. Are you a Leo?
I'm a Taurus. I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a fucking jellyfish.
Somebody's angry. But yes, just because I have two wives doesn't mean I'm like dicking them down all the time. You know what I mean?
Oh.
We live on a 5-acre compound, so we have multiple houses. You know what I'm saying? So
5 acres really isn't that big.
So he definitely said 4 acres before.
He did.
So, like, it's very detail-oriented, and I will catch those things.
It's 4.5.
5 acres is not a huge compound. What the fuck?
It's not. He says he has multiple houses on it. That's not big.
It's 4. Now we're wondering if it's 8 acres.
All right. Contestant number three?
Yeah, what?
All right, let me ask you guys this. Let's go to number one. Number one.
No, I'm Virgo. I'm Virgo.
Number... Who just shouted that out?
That was the non-virgin, even though I'm a Virgo.
Okay, so the one that just said he's a Virgo, if you had to take Nana out on a first date, what are you guys doing?
So, I don't like the cliche dinner in a movie. I really like walking somewhere on the water, like a beach area. Cool. Or here in Milwaukee, Lake Michigan has some great trails on it. I like the outdoors quite a bit. So I think a picnic would be really nice.
And okay, then, a picnic. That's nice. Yeah. So, Nana, do you like picnics?
Yeah.
Do you like the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, number three. Nice. Number one, how about you? What would you do for a first date?
So what I do for a first fucking date? I take her on no gay picnic, I can tell you that much. Probably take her to the cruddiest, most broke down back of the yards, like Arby's. Probably go in the back of the Arby's, like in the alley, right by all the dumpsters. Probably just like go to town, like throw some baby oil on the You know,
we got our virginity number one. What's going on?
What the hell?
Wait,
should I go back to the trailer?
Hold on, number one. What are you, a sadist? Why are you taking her to Arby's in a dumpster? What the fuck's wrong with you?
By the dumpster behind the Arby's.
Excuse me, no, we're talking about number one. Number one, you having some explaining to do.
Whoa, what's up? What happened?
Arby's?
I thought that's where you're supposed to go to lose your V card is behind the.
I think that is worth a little bit more effort than a rundown Arby's in the dumpster, don't you think?
Well, where she want to go to the Wendy's?
No, let me ask you a question. Do you not believe in treating a woman right?
That's true love in my book. What? That's true effing love in my book, bro.
Oh, okay. Nana, what do you think of the Arby's date?
That's not gonna happen.
Bro, whoa.
See that, number one?
What about White Castle?
You'll be going by yourself. Stacks with sliders. I hope you're hungry.
Who was just burping on the screen?
Put some stackers up on, you know, on the backyard there. Bust it down.
Contestant number two, what are you doing for the date?
I like to go out on my yacht. So we go on our yacht.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have a yacht and you live in Utah? I'm just trying to make
sure.
Yes,
there's plenty of lakes, like Salt Lake City and Salt Lake area.
Right.
A whole bunch of stuff. We could travel down Lake Tahoe, Reno. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I have a boat. And after that, you know what I'm saying? Going back to my compound. We have
the fuck. No one's going to your compound.
It's 4 to 5 acres of land.
Four acres.
Do you drink the Kool-Aid there? And
4 acres of some Dateline NBC special type shit.
We have a vineyard.
Yeah, dude, are you going to be on the news?
Now you have a vineyard. You know how many acres you need for a vineyard?
We don't need that many acres for a vineyard.
But you also said you have houses.
Yes.
Like, how does all that fit? It doesn't.
It does fit.
Let's start with contestant number three. Why did your last relationship end? You said you had a relationship, you had a child, an 8-year-old. Why did that marriage end?
So we no longer had the same values. We grew distant in that regard. When my grandmother died, she wasn't really there for me. I was very close to my grandmother, and she just didn't view it as something that was important, kind of. She became quite abusive as well, and it couldn't work. I wouldn't be happy anymore.
Did you just say you got beat up by your grandmother?
Well, I didn't say that, but man, she could throw a punch, so... You should be glad you
get beat up by her.
I can see you getting beat up by her, bro.
I'm visualizing you getting beat up by
contestant number three. So you said she wasn't there for you when your grandma died. What do you mean there for you? Like, did you need certain, like, what do you think that she wasn't providing you?
Well, so when I was down and out about it, and remembering the times when we would have fist fights in a boxing ring. Man, she's dead and she could still beat you up, bro. I'm telling you, she's buried with a set of boxing gloves.
Bro, but you're crying about your grandma, and like, this is a dating game show. Like, none is so dry right now. Like, one, two, and three, nobody's doing nothing for her. Like, she came out here, she's in her time, she looks wonderful, and like, you guys are like joking around, jerking each other off. You're not even paying her attention. You're talking about Arby's and fucking your grandmother dying. Like,
is there any real nun up
in the box that wants to sweat Nana off?
I'm just answering the question. You asked why I got divorced.
I was going to take her on my yacht.
You didn't coddle me? Like, this isn't good, bro.
So that's why I got divorced. And it was around the time my grandma died.
I was going to wind her on my yacht. So
who called the divorce off?
So I called for a separation. I just wanted a separation initially.
But she came back and wanted a full divorce because I thought we could work it out. But
and this was all
no.
over her being not supportive when your grandmother passed, right? The divorce.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
So this divorce happened over the grandmother dying. That's it.
Yeah, it was a big part of it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So if supportive. Anyone else dies, are you going to divorce Nana next? Like.
Well, no. It's because I've obviously had many people in my life die, but if somebody just. It's just those times are tough, and I want to be there for Nana whenever her family members pass away.
But everyone has a different way of being there for somebody. So just because someone doesn't cater to like your language of like what grief is, it doesn't mean they deserve to just be left. Like everyone deals with grief differently. It's really a personal thing, and you put it on her to handle for you. That's unfair to her. That's a lot of weight for her to carry. Well, is your
grief. Yeah, and I'm not going to get into what exactly she did. But
I mean, let's hear it. What did she do?
Well, she was, like I said, she became very abusive. And instead of.
Okay, so she was beating your ass?
No, it wasn't physical abuse. Remember that? That's my grandma that was physically abusive in a good way.
Okay, so she was more emotionally abusive towards you.
Yeah. And so it just became, she was just became a different person. That's why we separated, so. Okay. That's what happened.
I remember my grandma.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any questions, though, for Nana?
Yeah, Nana. Sure. What the hell?
Hey, Nana.
Where'd you guys find these two other jokers there? And I'm just joking around.
Like, for real, an actual question for her instead of making fun of the other contestants.
Yeah, I was. Can
I'm
I,
not no, make. Look, I'm just saying.
Like a real question for wait a minute. Her. Hold on. Pause. Nana, pause. Just to go through this really quick. Nana's 33. She's a Pisces. Okay.
Ooh.
She likes video games, shopping, swimming, board games. She's a foodie. She likes country music and hip hop. She likes campfires. I love that. We can go camping anytime. She has two cats. She's a morning person.
I mean, none of that even matters.
It
when
does.
When people have chemistry with each other, like everything you didn't even know you were into, now you're into, now you're fishing, like it merges into one. If you want to find like a travel partner, like go to yoga class. Like Nana is looking for
we
something
have
that nobody else is
swimming
providing her with.
Compound.
So like we're trying to dig deep, like who can make, you know what I'm saying? How could this stir up? And it's like, maybe this is why she's single. These are the birds she deals with right now in reality. Like
yeah,
men that just jerk each
pit.
Other off. They can't even come approach a female. Talk about your granny. Talk about your 4 acres of land. Like talking about contestant number two.
The Arby's.
It's like, damn.
Well, I have
Nana, where do you live?
A campfire pit that she likes campfires. I have a campfire pit. She likes swimming pools. So I have a swimming pool and a jacuzzi.
And a vineyard and a couple of houses on 4 acres.
So I live in Massachusetts.
Thing. Yes.
Okay, Massachusetts.
Oh,
why do you say, oh, geez?
I have property out there in Massachusetts.
I love these accents, by the way. I could listen to these accents all day. Just on a side note, not for nothing. You don't hear it? No? Just me? Okay.
Cricket.
These men aren't it. Yeah. Somebody in the chat said these men just aren't it.
100% alpha. We'll probably have
alpha
to do
is 100%
a round two.
Correct.
A round two, because I don't think any of these contestants are going to be the ones.
Well, hold on. That's not bad.
I am kind
hold
of rooting,
on,
though.
These gentlemen, they could be nervous. There's a beautiful lady in the box.
If you put
box.
Your name as alpha,
let's do,
I'm rooting for number three right
okay.
now.
Okay, like there's a beautiful
me
lady
also.
In the box. They could be nervous,
yes.
shy. Boys pick on each other when they're shy. Like, let's give them some time to redeem themselves, you know? Like, you know what? Contestant number one, I want you to conversate with Nana. We're going to put some time on the clock. 1 minute and 20 seconds, go.
What are we supposed to talk about? Nana, what happened in your last relationship? Why are you single?
She went over that, by the way.
I got divorced.
Contestant number
from
one, are you there?
He's talking.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
He just asked
was...
her a
okay,
question she already answered because he wasn't listening. Red flag.
Yeah. So I got divorced from my ex-husband because he was mentally and emotionally abusive.
When did that end?
We separated in 2019 and we divorced at the end of 2020.
Gotcha, gotcha. So you've been single this whole time, or you've had like boyfriends on the side?
I've had people I've talked to in between, but nothing that stuck, because this day and age and this generation, nobody's serious about anything other than getting in the bed with somebody.
That's not true. It depends on where you're looking. I mean, if you're going for mature guys, obviously you're going to find more people that are, you know, into you long term. Or if you're going for young jerk offs, they're just going to try and fucking bail, like one night stands and shit.
I mean, they're all really mature when you first start talking to them, because they want what they want. So,
I guess.
What is your zodiac?
I don't have one.
Okay. You're not the first person to ask me that. What was that, contestant one? You want to wrap up any words?
Yeah. I just, the whole I don't believe in that zodiac crap.
I just asked what your zodiac sign was. I didn't ask you to believe in it.
Ooh.
The sass.
Spicy. Contestant one, do you want to tell your zodiac sign, or should we go on to number two?
Again with the zodiac. No, I don't believe. I don't know.
She didn't ask if you believe in them. She was just wondering when your birthday was, what month.
Right.
That's it.
I know. I don't buy into that bullshit.
Did she know your birthday month or no?
No, she can't know my birthday.
Okay.
Okay. Contestant number two on the clock, starting in 3, 2, 1, 1 minute and 20 seconds.
How you doing, little mama?
I need you to do me a favor and unplug your nose, because I can't handle it.
Go blow your nose, bro.
Hello?
All right, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, I like those highlights in your hair. When did you get those done?
I appreciate it. A long time ago. That's why they've grown out.
Is that your normal fashion? How do you... No. How do you like to look outside? How do you like to dress?
I don't really know that I have a way that I dress, per se. Shirt and pants, as long as I have clothes on. I mean, I think that's, like, really appropriate. I'm leaving the house.
I just want to let you know, you look just like my two wives. They look similar. You guys, you all have that look, and it's very beautiful.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're the one with the two wives. Okay. So, how old are these two wives?
Ooh.
So, the one for 10 years I've been dating, my first wife, she's 28.
Okay.
Another one's 27, and I'm 36.
Okay. And you have three children?
Three kids, yes, ma'am.
Three with one wife, or like
a Jebediah, Jeremiah, and Jeremy.
Somebody in the chat said there's no way this guy has two wives with a weak ass conversation.
Children of the corn.
And what was I going to even ask?
How many baby mamas does he have with the three children?
Oh, yeah. So is it like two with one? One with the other, all three from the same.
Two and one.
Okay.
Jebediah and Jeremiah from the first one, and Joseph from the second one.
Jebediah and Jeremiah.
You said Jeremy, and that's even entertaining to Joseph. So that's cool. How do you deal with jealousy between the two wives?
Ooh,
good question.
Communication, you know, and then we also have separate living. So if they choose to stay in the outhouse, they could do that. Or
the outhouse is wild.
Outhouse, isn't that where people take a shit?
Is that the bathroom?
Yeah, that's the bathroom, dude. An outhouse, that's a like a portage.
I mean, well, 4 acres of land, yeah, that's the other house. It's the fucking outhouse.
What's your zodiac sign?
Taurus.
Okay.
Okay. Number three, your time to shine.
1 minute, 20 seconds on the clock.
All right. You mentioned you like video games. I actually own a business that deals with video games. I do custom controllers. And so I work with a lot of streamers, and I work with a lot of video games. What games do you play?
So I appreciate that you heard that. that I listen to video game. I play video games. So currently it has been Call of Duty. And I just recently downloaded Fortnite to give it a try for one of my friends.
Gotcha. So you have the latest COD, I take it?
I have not paid for Black Ops 6 yet. I'm waiting.
Oh, you know, Warzone is free, so you can always squad up and run some Warzone duos.
Yes. What is your Zodiac? Cool.
Virgo.
Okay.
I don't know if it's pronounced Virgo. I've heard people say that.
And you're the one that has the 9-year-old child?
That's correct.
Boy?
Yep.
Okay. How often do you get to see him?
So we split custody 50-50 half the week. But lately I've been taking him a little bit more, which is nice. I think I don't need that as mom's house. For the last few months, he's been at his mom's house probably 2 days a week, but that'll change. I mean, it all depends on what's going on.
Okay. Do you put a relationship before your children?
If it's serious enough to the point where I know it's the woman that I'm going to marry, absolutely. But it has to get to that point first. But my kid has to be number one until it's the woman that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm sure of it.
And then she'll be number one?
That's right.
So, yeah, he's saying he'll put you over his kid.
Okay.
Is that normal?
No.
No.
No, it's not normal. Where'd you find these guys from? What the fuck?
That's really normal.
Why are we entertaining this shit? Like, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone again, bro.
Maybe his kids grow up and marry somebody else, but that's always going to be his number one wife.
Look, I just get it from my parents. My parents
Hey, one at a time.
Can I explain my answer?
Sure. Yes.
No, fuck your answer. You lost.
You already lost with the Arby's thing, man.
Like an Aries.
Arby's is a classy 5-star establishment. At least I'm not putting a chick above my kid. Call of Duty boy.
Yeah, have fun at the trailer, bud. But I will.
It's a party.
There's the virgin dog.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't have a kid, so you don't know what you would do.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But
the fuck, bro.
My parents have 4 kids, and they always told us they're very Catholic too. And I still
hate
have
you
by that, and they hate you even more, bud. But
they hate you, guys, bro. Go play Call.
They always told us that they put each other first, and that they want us to find that same type of relationship. So that's where I get that from. Is influence from my parents.
Yeah, somebody in the chat actually said it's okay to put the relationship over the children because when the kids are gone, the relationship is still there.
That's right.
That's another perspective.
What does that mean?
Said to Billy, his hands are his wife's. He deals with jealousy by not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah. And that's why I said it. Like, it has to be somebody who I know I'm going to marry. Not just any relationship.
Yeah, how'd that work out in your first marriage?
Not anybody. I just take to Arby's.
What do you mean by put the children first? Do you mean like he'll drop you for his kid? Like, what do you mean by put the children first?
No, I think that your children should come before anyone or anything. Even when your children are grown and moved out, your children still should always come first.
Well, that's the point of having a kid, right? Just because they move out, what does that mean? Well, this chick I met on the date map, yeah, she comes first now. Bye, Timmy.
Well, the point of having a kid is actually being horny and fucking.
No, calm down, Wiz. Dude, she's on one tonight.
And I'm sorry if I missed this. Do you have children?
I have 4.
You have 4, okay. Yeah, sorry. I must have been...
No.
Is that a deal breaker?
It wasn't talked about.
Is that a deal breaker?
Not at all. I would prefer to date somebody with kids.
Okay.
Because they understand.
You all can play Call of Duty together.
Yeah, dude. It could be... Own your ass.
Big group Call of Duty party.
Number 1 and number 2 is 4 children a deal breaker.
No, I have 3. We have more kids.
No, I want to knock her up more. I want to
have
put 4 kids in her.
Nana, do you have more children?
This kid just polluted it.
I am unfortunately done with having children.
So she's not, she's okay, she's done. Is that
Are okay you guys with okay that, with
but? That? We can have the Brady Bunch. That's fine over here.
Damn, Nana, is there anything we can see eye to eye on? Like, anything at all? Like, what the? Throw these curveballs at me, bro.
Well, she doesn't even know your zodiac sign.
Nope.
Again, with the zodiac. Oh, these women need to calm down with the zodiac and the stars. And the,
yeah, my second wife had a kid. Has a kid. When I married her, she had a kid.
Listen, you're in here as Nana's daddy, but you're not even giving me your zodiac sign, so you ain't my daddy.
Or his birthday. Bro. He refused.
Like, yeah.
Yo. Hey.
Probably not
hey,
even hey, show his face after.
The point in a relationship is being able to tell the person that you want to be with or that you are with everything, and you can't even tell me your zodiac sign.
But we're not in a relationship. But we're not in a relationship yet. So calm
down. Yep. But you're trying to.
Right. We're having a conversation.
I'm just trying to get to know her, and she.
We don't even know.
It sounds like he doesn't want to be judged negatively if he didn't like his zodiac sign.
Anger and mad, like.
Contestant number one is trying to say, like, he doesn't want to be judged in case she happens to not like his zodiac sign. He wants to know if she can just like him as he is without that in the mix. He's saying if we do get together, he'll tell you his birthday, but he doesn't want the foundation to be based on things that could potentially ruin it for him.
Well, yeah. How about what year he was born?
Number hey, how one, about you calm down? I'm not that? Trying to...
I feel like no, I agree with that.
That makes a lot. That makes a lot more sense. But I'm not. Also, on a side note, I'm not on here to date these two bozos on the side of me. I don't know why they keep on jumping in and like trying to dirty the water over here. I'm trying to talk to Nana. I'm trying to get to know like what she's really.
We don't
about.
Even know nothing about you, dog.
Dude, shut your bro. You're not even supposed to be on. If I could like duplicate myself, there'd just be three of me on here.
What year were
like,
you
talking instead of YouTube?
Like, that's the first.
Like we got a video game. We got a video game nerd that messed up his first marriage. Like who just said he'd throw his kid in the
Somebody
trash.
Somebody in the chat said the relationship was there before the kids. So clearly, the relationship came and comes first always.
But that's not true. Well, if you're going into a relationship with somebody who already has children.
Okay, so it's different if they're not the children you guys made together, she said.
Correct.
Someone said, get number one out of here.
Wow. Right. What do you think about that,
Nana? Tell the chat.
Nana, how are you feeling? Like, take a seat. Can you put the contestants in order right now to your least favorite to your favorite?
One, two, three.
Okay, that was easy. Okay, so it seems like number three's in the lead right now. One and two, do you have anything to redeem yourself to really like get Nana's full attention and like make her change her mind?
No, that's pretty disgusting if she wants to be with a dude that failed the first marriage and just said he'd throw his kid away just to play Call of Duty. Like, so you're gonna
attack
take off,
her. But, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take off. That's pretty stupid.
Charlotte Park Lodge is different. I get it.
Yeah.
Different culture. Number one.
It seems like you're disqualified because when you said you were gonna leave, she didn't mind.
Yeah.
Let's get him out of here.
But don't leave. No, contestant one, number one, please don't leave. We actually need you here till the end of the show.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're staying good to redeem yourself.
No, you know what? Jules, do you have any other questions?
I honestly
Does the chat have any questions? Like, somebody said, shitting on other guys to make you look good in a woman's eyes is a weak move.
100%.
Anyone in the chat, do you guys have any questions for the contestants?
What was that, Jules?
No, I just asked anyone in the chat if they had any questions for the contestants or for Nana. Does body count matter? Let's hear it from Nana first before the contestants.
No, because it's their past. As long as they're clean STD-wise, I mean, what do I care what they did before me?
What about you, contestant number two? I mean, he has two wives. I don't think it matters. But
double homicide, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so how about you? Does body count matter, number two?
No, I have two wives. I want five more.
Okay, number three. Does body count matter?
Well, as long as it's not zero, that means...
So you don't want a virgin?
She has four kids.
Why would anybody want a virgin?
Yeah, but do you care if your girl had a large past or no?
If it's well in the past and she shows that she's learned from it, then
She learned what from it? Like, she knows how to suck dick good, or what type of lessons did she
She has to be like, if she's clearly the type of person that can't like keep her attention on one guy, then and it shows, like her eyes wander a lot, that's a problem. She hasn't really learned, you know, then that's probably why she, so that but that's a little different from body count, and that's why I say she has to show that she's learned from, because we all have a past. We were all, you know, in our 20s and went to college, and you know, so I get it, and it's forgivable.
And somebody in the chat said, what makes Nena different from all the other women out there right now? We'll start with you, number one?
Yeah. No, number one dipped out.
Oh, okay. So we're going to start with you, number two. We're actually going to ask Nena that question. Nena, what makes you different from all the other women?
Well, I have my shit together. I am a single mom. I take care of all four kids by myself with no help from anybody.
Wow.
I am not a cheater. And I know this generation, this day and age, a lot of people are out there cheating.
Hey, I don't cheat. I just have two wives.
And I actually want something serious and not just to play the field.
Nena, okay, have you ever been cheated on before?
Many times.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. So what makes her difference is she's actually going to take you serious. It seems like she's willing to settle down, give you her full attention and her full commitment. And she's letting you know, too, she can do it with or without you because she's already doing it right now. So if you're lucky enough for her to pick you, that's something you should really nourish and grow together with her and take care of that connection, because she's not going to be easy to replace.
She can come on and join the gang.
You know, number two is growing on me, because if there's two other wives, it's less work for me.
Exactly. Well, we'll help out with that. We'll all help out with that. And if you need your space, you can have your space. Yeah? We have communication.
These other wives will take care of my four children too.
Somebody can.
It's all a team effort.
That's not special though. Special.
It's all a team effort. It takes a community, a village.
What qualities does she have as a woman?
I
just said her qualities: loyalty.
I did. Where were you?
She said she brings loyalty. She brings somebody that's going to be willing to keep working at that relationship, and dedication and things like that. It sounded like to me.
Yes. Get that Brady Bunch
family. Get the Brady Bunch family going.
She said she has her own.
Yeah.
So, Kingsley, can you elaborate on the question?
Contestant number one never came back, by the way.
Poor guy.
That's okay. Bullet dodged. He's definitely not a virgin if he's talking about, you know, banging around a dumpster. He definitely sounds like he's got an STD with a GED, so...
He wasn't being picked anyway, so it's okay.
Do you guys have any final questions for Nena?
All I gotta say is, if whenever she wants to come and join the gang, she's more than welcome.
What about you, contestant number three?
So how do you approach like other people's children, because I could see that being awkward, especially if, you know, just knowing in my mind, once my ex starts a relationship and he's going to be around her a lot and ultimately be around
my kid. I guess, how do you handle that? How do you approach that?
So I am, like, speaking for myself with my own children, I don't allow the person that I'm talking to or dating to meet my children until we have been dating at least 6 months. And then when they are introduced as a friend, until my children get used to them, seeing them, spending time with them. And then eventually, as time moves on, my children will understand, they'll find out. But I think it's a very slow process, because you can really screw kids up when you move too fast.
Absolutely. Especially, well, so would you be okay with if it was a year instead of 6 months?
Absolutely.
I'm glad you say that, because that's just such a difficult area to navigate, and I've never done it before. And so, well, it's good to hear them. Excuse me. Thanks.
One of the people in the chat just said, do they have a goal, meaning what they want in the future?
Good question.
Contestant number two. Contestant number two.
Sorry. What was the question?
Do you have a goal, meaning what do you want in the future?
To get more land, more boats, more pools, more houses.
And did you say houses or horses?
Houses.
Ah, okay.
We do have horses on the compound too. But horses, chickens.
So do your wives help maintain the animals?
Yes, so like to get butter, they'll get the butter.
I'm sorry, to what? Get butter?
Yeah, butter.
Nana, are you interested in churning butter?
Can I be the lazy wife?
Serious. Just pick the eggs.
Yes, I mean, we have our off days, but we all chip in when it's needed, you know?
Okay, we got a question from Nana in the chat. Is it important to have a man with direction and leadership in your life?
Absolutely. That speaks a dominant male, and ain't nobody want a submissive male. Absolutely.
Do you desire to have a man that leads you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Contestant number three, are you able to answer that question for us? What are your goals for the future?
Yeah, I have a few for the future. I'd like to continue growing my business and ultimately hand it off to my son. I started the business because of him. Used the inspiration behind it.
Sorry to cut you off, buddy. But she said she wanted a leader. What do you think she means by she needs a man that can lead her? Like, what type of qualities would a leader male bring to the relationship?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to talk about the first thing that comes to mind. Owning a business involves a lot of leadership, and running everything that goes into that business. And it's quite difficult. It's daunting. And so is
how man. How do you lead your female, though?
What's that? How's it going to? Yeah, that's a good point.
Your management position at work. We're talking about your family.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it could be apples to orange. Yeah, that's a good point. Listen, like I said, I am looking for somebody that appreciates everything I offer. And I can only say that if I offer everything I possibly can to my woman. And
what are the three things that you offer your woman, though? The top three.
What are the top three things I want for my woman?
What are your top three strengths when it comes to offering a woman something? What are they?
Boat, land, house.
Okay, and how about you, contestant three?
She said she's not materialistic, by the way, contestant number two. She doesn't care about those things.
Qualities in her?
No, in you, as a man who's a leader, what are the top three qualities that you bring to her as a man who's a leader? So
Loyalty.
Okay.
Loyalty. Ability to provide.
Okay.
And desire to always make her happy.
Okay.
Are any of you religious?
Does that sound like a man that takes the lead to you, Nana?
Yes.
Okay. And how about you, number two? What are your top three qualities that you bring a woman as a man?
Like I said, yeah.
Not the material stuff, like the
not quality. Not the material. Not...
Security, protection, and wealth.
Okay.
All right.
And somebody asked, are you guys religious?
Yes, I'm Mormon.
Okay. Number three?
I'm actually a descendant of Joseph Smith.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Number three, what is your religion if you have one?
Yeah, so I was raised Catholic. I don't necessarily identify completely with it, but I am a spiritual person.
And how about you, Nana?
So I was, my family was very Catholic growing up, but I am a born again Christian.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Do you want to start to wrap this up and do the reveals?
Well, I think before we do the reveals, I think we should have Nana pick a contestant and really tell us, you know, what she liked and disliked about each contestant first, and then pick a contestant.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with number one. Two. What are some things you liked about two? Did you like anything about contestant number one?
No.
Okay, so there's nothing about him. Okay. How about number two? Strengths and weaknesses.
All right, so likes would probably be the fact that he has his own things. He has a house. He has, you know, he's doing good things. And in a way, it's a good and a bad thing that he has two wives. Like, I'm not too sure how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike that he named all his kids J names. And I dislike that he lied to me at first, telling me he had 4 acres of land when he had 5.
4.5, so it's in right in between.
Apples and oranges, right?
Okay, and how about number three?
So the only thing I disliked about number three was that he was willing to put the relationship before his child.
Okay.
But where he stated that he has not had a relationship since his divorce, I can understand that he wouldn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I like the fact that he's a hard worker and he's a leader and he's looking for commitment.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he is looking for commitment too. I got that vibe from him. Okay, so the moment of truth between contestant two and three. Nana, who are you picking?
Three.
Love it.
Wait.
Contestant number two is like, contestant number three, I'm out.
Show yourself. All right, contestant number three, can you reveal yourself, please?
Well, I kind of already did, but.
Well,
it was an accident.
Here we are.
Oh, he's got a fire going over there.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you so much. So you're the winner of tonight's dating game. Congratulations. Wow. Did you have anything you wanted to say to Nana?
Yeah, I just want to continue to clarify what I meant by it's hard to imagine putting anything ahead of my child, but the only exception might be is in the case of marriage and somebody that I'm spending the rest of my life with. You know, again, raised Catholic, and they say in the Bible, two people become one flesh, and I guess that stuck with me. But yeah, it's a complicated thing. It
definitely is. Kids trying to be in a new relationship with kids is complicated in general.
Yeah, and I would never, like I said, I totally agree. I would wait at least a year until I have, a
a girlfriend meet my child. And until that ring is on both of our fingers, that kid is absolutely always first. And there's no...
Okay.
I respect that. I respect it.
Now, Nana, are you happy with your decision? Are you attracted to him?
He's all right.
Okay. Your fire is concerning, dude.
It is.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's going to catch something on fire.
Yeah.
So, I actually made it myself, and it's great for wintertime. You just...
Oh.
It's a concrete... candle.
Do you have heat in the house?
I was just about to ask that same question.
What about your nine-year-old, though?
It's like radiators only, and they're really loud. So, I couldn't have the radiators on because they hiss like crazy.
But what about your child, though? Isn't that dangerous?
Well, he's not here.
Okay.
So it's only dangerous for him.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm fireproof. Well,
he has a nice smile. Looks like he's got really nice teeth.
Can you smile for us? Okay.
It's hard to smile. Cheese.
I have a question. Do you own a home or do you live in an apartment?
Oh, after the divorce, I'll definitely rent it because she got the house.
Aw, gotcha. Well, you'll get another house.
Definitely
can you move out of state or do you have to stay in your state?
I'm definitely willing to move out of state because I don't like the city I live in right now. But that would be something that my kid would have to be okay with as well. And he's already switched schools like 3 times now. So it would be kind of difficult. But if there's a will, there's a way for sure.
Nana, how about you? Would you be willing to move out of state or do you share custodies with like the father?
I have full physical, full legal custody of all of my children, so I can go anywhere.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I'm sorry. Where are you from again? Contestant number 3.
Michigan.
Milwaukee.
No, Wisconsin. Close.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay.
Leather Mitten.
Gotcha. Okay. What's your name so that we can stop calling you Mr. Number 3? Mike. Okay. Mike's a nice name. Yeah.
Somebody in the comments said smash or pass.
I'm dead.
How about you, Mike? Smash or pass with Nana?
Oh, I mean, yeah, she looks great. I like her smile and I'm attracted to people that do bold things like this and are very outgoing because this is something that takes a lot of courage to do. And I just think it's really cool. And I like how open you are as well.
I appreciate that.
Totally.
Aw. And Nana, smash or pass?
Smash.
Ah! You did that, you guys. And that. Is the blind dating show with Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. It was a success. We have 2 smash. So, well, we don't have to smash. We're like, we have 2 smashes. So it was really great having you guys on the show. And I think you guys should exchange Instagrams.
100%. Yes. Yeah. Awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This has
guys.
Been amazing. Yeah, thank you so much
for coming on. If you want to write each other's Instagrams in the chat and add each other up, we would love to hear a second date update soon.
100%. Yeah.
This is amazing. So great. Let's give it up.
First date update.
Mike, you guys, let's give it a round of first date update.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Super great to have you guys on. Thank you so much, Nana, for coming in and giving us your time. And Mike, thank you so much for taking this chance. The other 2 guys were out of here. They couldn't keep up with you, Mike. You kept it down. You were solid. You were determined. And in the end, you got the girl. I love it. Thank you so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I wish you both the best.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful show. And that is how you find love. Thank you. Solid dude. He's a solid dude. I am extremely happy for them.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't even have to play my guitar or anything, right?
Oh,
yeah, you know, do it. Can you please do an ending credit song on your guitar for Nana before you go?
I think she left.
It's okay. Just do it.
It's so okay. Cool.
Yeah, do. And Jules, can you do the outro over his guitar music?
You can't. You're the singer.
Okay. This is for you, Nana. She's here in the chat. This is for you, girl. Go ahead, Mike.
It's out of tune.
I could hear that. And thank you, everyone, for joining us on this blind dating show with Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. Until next time.
Anyone's interested in getting their chance at love, please send us an Instagram DM so we can help find you your match made in heaven. Bye, guys.